This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation. Foundation.
The Foundation of Hard Currents is brought to you by Alive, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, the Digital Transformation Unit, and Wendy's.
The Foundation.
It's rocking the nation. Howard Grant's the host, Guardian Radio Station 96.9. 12 to 2 is the time. You can call the show or use the text line. Yeah, he educates, he informs. He goes against the norm. He's really got that zeal. Plus, he's a child of God.
Foundation. It's the foundation. Foundation. It's the foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I am Howard Grant in your company, live and in full effect on this beautiful, absolutely gorgeous Wednesday afternoon. You know, it's a panel discussion. I brought my guy to be able to be in here now. I know that we're in a little late, but it's all in due time and due course to be able to absorb the information and understand our responsibility or our government's position as it relates to how they're going to be spending our money over the next fiscal year. Hopefully you listened to the budget debate and kind of absorbed everything. You know, we're going to have a show about being able to break that. You got to give me some time. Give me some time. I know you won't be able to chop this down quickly, right? You already didn't take your notes and whatnot. Let me absorb it accordingly and be able to deduce it, identify these things, make a few calls, and make a determination exactly what's what. Make sure you pick up your newspaper and talk about these particular things. Find out more about it. Today in the Guardian newspaper, you can be able to see that the government outlines the budget priorities. The Prime Minister to deliver the new spending plan today, which he did and which he played. And one of the things that actually popped up for me in this sort of a delivery from the Office of the Prime Minister is the Office of the Prime Minister said that the economic security of the nation is equally critical. We aim to create an environment where business can thrive and employment opportunities are within reach of every Bahamian. This is what he says. He says, our initiatives are designed to drive sustainable economic growth, encourage foreign investment, and promote Bahamian ownership and entrepreneurship in our economy. These are a couple of things that they want to talk about, and it goes along the lines of what I want to kind of introduce at the forefront. Guys, the line's going to be open. If you want to be able to be a part of the conversation, it's, you know, you have that sort of a leeway to do that. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the Family Violence, 242-300-5720, or you can hit me up on the text, 422-4796. I'm in the studio with my good friend, Garth. This is is this the third Wednesday that we did this, or this is just two? This is a lot, Garth. Talk to me. I mean, put your mouth close to the mic. Talk to the people. Let the people know that you're here with me. And they love what you've been doing. I got a lot of reviews and won that. And so I wanted to be able to do this. These are conversations that we have in the barbershop and other places all the time. And so this platform and opportunity to be able to put it out there, I think, is a wonderful thing. Say good afternoon to the people, Garth.
Hey, good afternoon, Bahamas. Good afternoon, world. You know, they say that a good friend is better than money. And, you know, a lot of money is to be made today. But when my my very good friend Howard called me today and said, you know, Goss, today is Wednesday. Let's get together. I did not question. I simply postponed what I had to do. And I will intensify my efforts later on today because the Bahamas needs that revenue stream to be flowing. And I need it too.
I laugh at you because there's two things that happen here. One, you got to let these people know that I come in later, right? Because yeah. They're listening to you, right?
Yeah, but you know, we like that. We family almost, you know?
Yeah.
And while we're talking about budgetary debates and situations, you know, we got to stick together as brothers right now because it's not easy to make money in this country. And I know I want to thank everyone who listens to the show. The fans of Howard, I keep hearing that, you know, we love Howard. You know, it's very prolific, very timely that he's now the host of the show. And so for those of you who are supporting him, I want you to continue to hold him up in prayer for those who are Christians and for those who are not Christians. Well, just go ahead and continue to give him, you know, your support. You know, we need more forward-thinking Bahamians to be a part of the foundation, because if we can have some progression in our thoughts and we can make some advancement in our homes, then I do believe we can have a better nation.
I can say this also. As of last evening, anyone who's not a part of my 8270111, help me Howard line, help Howard helps line, please text me and I'll kind of put you in there so you can get the blast. I put some information out, and I think you got it last evening, Garth, that I'll be headed to Grand Bahama next week.
Yes.
On the rejuvenation tour. The tour's concept is really to be able to have strategic conversations with leadership in the city of Freeport to identify sort of the course, the way forward. We have had, since last night, from last night to this morning, I think I got about five more persons, entities, businesses, individuals who want to be able to be a part of it. So if you're out there and you want to be able to support this, please give me a call, 8270111, shoot me a text. And we can kind of get something done along those lines. But I want to say that, you know, Garth, I'm truly grateful for the opportunity to be able to sit here in this capacity. Yesterday, you know, my bleeding heart, I went up and down the show in my head and my heart to try to figure out whether or not, am I delivering too much? Am I talking too much like this? Am I giving too much of myself? Do you see my vulnerability? And that's sort of the objective of it. But I just want you to know that I'm grateful for it. I don't take this lightly, and because I'm always concerned and really focused on what the future has to, in terms of being able to align with purpose, I'm grateful for this step and this opportunity, no matter how long it is. So and I think life has taught me that.
Yeah, through your show, you know, I have a greater appreciation for those people who are truly fighting for this country. You know, every now and then you become despondent. You know, you want to be a recluse. You want to say, you know, just give up hope. But being a part of these type shows, you get a feel that there are those out there who are truly patriotic, those who are truly nationalistic, and it gives us so much energy needed to continue this particular fight. We are now having the fight of our lives, in so much that you wouldn't believe that I went to Muff Roll, one of your fans. I went to his house three times already the past few days, and I haven't been able to catch Muff Roll. And I wanted to catch up with Papa, you know. Papa's my long friend. I haven't seen Papa in about almost 10 years. So, you know, these are the people who I would consider to be the family of the foundation. We have some females out there who I'm sure are fans because he's so handsome. But I can't get in that. But, you know,
he don't mean that.
I see them meeting him at the front door and they want autographs.
He don't mean that, baby, though. He's lying.
You know, but, you know, I met Howard's wife, man. And she is the number one fan. And I tell you, I have such a deep appreciation for what Howard calls family. I wish more young families can be like Howard and his wife, you know. And he's always on time to pick up them children from school. So those people who don't know where your children are after school, Howard always at the school gate picking up each child. Every time I pass at school, 3 o'clock in the evening, Howard right there waiting on his children.
Yeah, because I got
to look at school. You don't just talk this thing, man. You're doing this thing.
Yeah. And I want to thank you. And I want to take it from that course and really be able to introduce the conversation. Like I said, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to deduce this budget debate. We're going to talk about some of the things that we've heard and kind of bring it to the forefront. But we had some things set in terms of being able to talk about today. And one of the things I want to kind of introduce is sort of the introduction of what we've seen. Now, give me 2 seconds, right? The introduction of what we've seen coming out of the office of the Prime Minister to talk about, our initiatives are designed to drive sustainable economic growth, encourage foreign investment, and promote Bahamian ownership and entrepreneurship in our economy. I thought it was unique that the Office of the Prime Minister seek to identify those strategic areas where there is deficiency, where there is sort of a lack, where there is a desire, a yearning for growth in these areas. And the PLP has always been good in being able to identify and articulate the need for growth in these areas. Let's be very clear about this. And so whilst they deliver this sort of a new day concept and give us the blueprint for change and this sort of an idea to be able to lift, because this is the articulation and posture, feels like dry every tear from every eye, right? Rising tides lift all boats, this kind of concept that it lives here, right? And then you look in the papers, you see RCI to spend $50 million removing derelict PI homes. I thought it was unique because Wiles, Toby, a good friend of the show, continues to be able to fight. There is more and more information coming out at the forefront that says that Howard, this thing for Toby may be done. And so the focus is shifting on whether or not this fight between what we've seen, this perceived fight between RCI and Atlantis, is improving the lives of anyone. Now, what we've come to, and I'm going to be very decent with this. This is only the top of the show. Calm down. I'm going to be very decent with this. What we have identified, come to learn, since this sort of a debacle has unraveled socially, and Atlantis really being able to identify and using the employment of the organization, the body of the organization, as a proverbial war chest to be able to exact their desires socially and to be able to achieve what they desire, right? Whilst we've identified RCI being able to take a defensive position and say that we're willing to do whatever it takes, so forth and so on, these two fights between the elephants, the question that I have is, how is this really empowering Bahamians? What are we doing? Where do we stand in the middle here? Is this really about RCI anymore? Or is this about a yielding, a relentlessly yielding position of our governments in their inability to be able to stand firm? There has been relentless telephone calls made to myself that said that, boy, Howard, if this was a bygone era, if this was yesteryear, if this was ping, and for those who don't know that particular thing, if this was Lyndon Oscar Pinlin, former Prime Minister of the Bahamas, that this couldn't even exist. But the relentless morphing and molding of our convictions and this kind of contorting, right? Because that's what this is. This is contortion, right? This social contortion. We feel like pretzels right now, right? And some of us way too big to be bending and twisting like this. Let's just be very clear about it. This contortion, this twisting of our convictions from a governmental standpoint, from an administrative standpoint, from a social standpoint, leads me to ask the question as to whether or not the initiatives designed to drive sustainable economic growth, encourage foreign investment, whether or not this is one of the major things. Is it really for the concept and idea of foreign investment? Is it really for that? Are you just being able to insulate with pretty words around the core concept of foreign direct interest? That's it. Because for entrepreneurialism to thrive, we need to be able to not just throw money at education, but to be identify strategic financial literacy and introduce these things in school. This is just how it. And as I see this and I look at this to promote Bahamian ownership, in none of the preambles, in none of the actual articulation and rolling out of the heads of agreement, we can identify significant ownership stakes in any of these projects to say that Bahamians are afforded a true opportunity. Not an opportunity for occupation, because that's what it's peppered in here. It's peppered in this delivery, right? This idea that you're going to get a job. There should be a subconscious expectation that you are satisfied now. Well, what else you want, blood? You got a job. But is this truly for empowerment, for entrepreneurial opportunities, for strengthening of the economy, to promote Bahamian ownership, or is this a long kiss goodnight to the Bahamian economy that we dreamed of, that we hoped for, that we desire, So the question I have, because I feel like I was duped. Can I say that? I just want to be decent. I feel like I was duped. I feel like I got swing. I feel like me, and I say in Howard, affording an opportunity, the persons to be able to create this idea in your mind to show you the pristine portion of Paradise Island, which is going to be squashed and quashed and so forth and so on. And then RCI coming in and saying, well, this is our area. This is our area. This is, you see this old Nicolas Cage house? You see this, these the rundown area? You see this is what we're going to be able to invest in. I don't know what the other conversation is. Why the relentless social deception? Why? Why the smoke and mirrors? Why a lack of transparency? Why? Why do you seek to utilize, because everyone's doing the exact same thing here. Can we say that? The same thing that Atlantis has done in being able to identify directly and saying, if you feel propelled, if you feel perplexed, if you feel compelled to be able to stand up, make sure you call your people and get involved. First time ever I've heard something like that coming from an organization like this. And now we're seeing presented to the community, again, RCI saying, well, it was smoke and mirrors. It was deception that they're doing because people are getting paid for this. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to talk like this. Can we talk like this, Garth? You're laughing. Can we talk like this? I want to talk like this.
Sounds truthful.
I want to talk like this. What is going on?
It's just very, very real. We all know that in the next 2.5 years, there's going to be a national election. We all know that up to the present date, nothing really exciting has taken place in terms of governance and pointing us in the direction of a new day. We have a first-time prime minister who was formerly the deputy prime minister. It was our hope that because he was so near to the throne of leadership, that it would have overspilled into his now present leadership. And it would not have taken 2.5 to 3 years in order for him to gain his confidence and strength to move the country. We were looking forward to something extraordinary happening in the first year. The government, by its own nature, has to be somewhat predatory to preserve itself, to sustain itself. And they feel as if when the pressure is applied, that they have to do the seemingly extraordinary in order to impress the masses and to have us to believe that the country is now about to experience some gigantic growth. We get the picture. Mm-hmm. You're doing what you have to do mm-hmm. in order to sustain your position in life. This is not new to us. This is what happens to us every 5 years. I'm old enough to recall when I was in high school, the Crystal Palace came to being. And I know some of the young people may not know the Crystal Palace, but man, it was just something awesome to know that you can have a whole resort, Crystal Palace and crystal chandeliers. And oh man, I've never seen anything like it. We were familiar with the Holiday Inn and those other hotels, but this was something that was just extravagant. And then they had something called Chogham. And I remember the Prime Minister then, Sir Lyndon Pinling, they got like some 50-plus Toyota Crown cars, nice, sleek, black cars for all of the representatives that came from all over the Caribbean. And to us, that was the greatest show on earth. Everybody started to buy Crown cars, started to buy the Cedrics
Nissan
and
Cedric.
The Laurels.
Right door and, is open.
And then we had the Nissan ZX, the 280 ZX, yes. And then you got the 300 ZX, and one who got some Corvettes. Listen, this is what we call the heyday of the Bahamas. We're talking about the roaring 80s. And we were all excited. I mean, it was at that particular time, PLP all the way.
Not just partially, all the way.
All the way. And things were just extraordinary. I do believe from that particular point, we've gone from the Crystal Palace. We now have what we call the Bahama, we have the Atlantis now, and we're still being fascinated by these entities, as they were. Now RCI say, hey, it's our turn. We're going to bring something new to you. But look at where RCI is going to be positioned. It's over the bridge. It's over where you are not supposed to be unless you are coming to work. You see, this is supposed to be away from you and more for them than it is for you, the baby people. So it amazes me when we talk about the progression in terms of foreign investment. And then we also talk about Bahamianization. How long have we heard this term about buy Bahamian, Bahamians first, Bahamianization? Do you really believe that in 2023? Do you actually feel that way in 2023? You who live in Meguana, do you feel that way? Acklands, Crooked Island, Exuma, Eleuthera, South Andrews, North Andrews, Berry Islands, Grand Bahama. As magnanimous as Grand Bahama is, with all of its potential to be the industrial hub of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, do you really feel that Bahamians do come first? It's not happening. But they now are going to attempt to sell you on the idea that they care about you, but at the same time, we're looking
but
at
the paper. But everyone's using the same artist. They have the same arsenal.
Nothing new. Listen, I'm a preacher. I'm a preacher by nature. I know I'm not the greatest saint on earth because I could be a good sinner too. But let me just say this to you. When Rev can't get enough money, Rev say he ain't leaving here today. I don't want to talk too much secrets, you know. But let me ask you all a question. Rev needs 10 people to give him $1,000.
I can be decent. I can help you right now. Let me help you first.
Huh?
I used to go to this particular church at this particular time, right?
Uh-huh.
At the end of every month, every 3.5-week cycle, the most dynamic preaching you have ever gotten in your life. And for this 30-day period, right? Mm-hmm. It always comes at the end of the month.
Payday.
It's heavy.
Payday.
I watch it.
Payday.
But, you know, you're so enamored in the spirit and your desire to be able to serve, you don't realize that there is manipulation at the altar.
That's all I'm saying. And I'm not casting judgment on churches. I'm not casting judgment on Christianity.
No, that's why I call it.
It's a system that actually exists.
I call it.
And that
name.
System exists also in politics.
Now, what the pastor say after he delivered
look,
this?
Look what they're
now,
do.
This was a word for me. I don't know if this was a word for you.
Okay.
Oh, but God.
So the first,
let me tell you something. Let me go in my wallet and get this $100 and put it on the altar first. You need to stop it, Pastor. I see what you're doing there.
No, you have to go deeper than that. The first two people to bring the $1,000, the money come from the pastor. It's the next eight.
You are wilding out,
so
sir.
So it's $8,000 he's looking for in the first lap. Don't worry, I got this. I know how to play the right music to get the right amount of money.
My God,
but I don't want to beat down church per se. I'm just trying to show you that you have to wisen up as people, man. You have to be observant. You have to be prayerful. You need to be close to your God. He will show you the truth. When it comes to politics, we are so adorned with PLPism and FNMism. We hear the same music being played all the time. And just like at the end of the month, you get that sermon that takes all of your mortgage money and your rent money. The same thing happens in politics.
Yeah.
Right about now, you're going to see the PLP government start to build up some momentum. Momentum like you've never seen before. They breaking ground everywhere. They're breaking ground in my backyard. If you go to Albany, I got some big trucks coming through there every morning, waking me up like an
alarm. Oh, I just mean your literal backyard. Go
literally.
Ahead.
I mean, right in the swamp, right in what they call it, the ecosystem. Mm-hmm. That ain't eco no more. Mm-hmm. That's development.
In the marsh.
Right in the marsh. And they don't care. The frogs got a problem now. The snakes got a problem. All the stuff would make an ecosystem friendly, they're now invading. So it's not at this time about moving the Bahamian forward. It's about the objective now, preparing ourselves for the next general election and making ourselves look good.
I got a telephone call. Caller, you know, we still got 3 minutes before we go to a break. We ain't bursting through the break, sir. Are we going? Are we going through the 1 o'clock hour, or are we going to set up everything accordingly? We still have commercial breaks at 1, right? We still have commercial break at 1. I thought they were trying to give me a little something else. All right, let me take the telephone call. Caller, you got a couple minutes before we get out of here. Go ahead.
Wow. Hi, Howard.
How you doing?
I don't know how long I'm going to be, but I was inspired to call in. Mm-hmm. Referenced the budget opening debate.
Go ahead.
I agree with you. It's basically the same lotion and that we've been experiencing in our company for all of these terms, really. 5 terms, 25 years after Pendlin. The people have realized that it's they're playing hopscotch with two of the same type of groups, gangs, mm-hmm. right? And the people have to make up their mind. If they're tired of bouncing from two of the same kind of groups, gangs, or if they want to try something different. And the Lord has allowed people like God, Lincoln, and Cassius, and there are others. The host that used to be one of the hosts in that program, Adrian, even Michelle offered herself in the last election cycle. So people have been given alternatives. And I myself was challenged by the Lord, inspired, to see the picture as it is, clearly, that these two groups are just using us, abusing us, really, and that we have to decide as a nation to do different, to choose righteous, independent representatives. And that man is sitting there. I don't know him, but I had made up my mind that I would try the independent line. And he was one of them at the time in my area. And I prayed over a couple of choices.
This Yvette, right?
The Lord, yeah.
Yvette.
And the Lord.
I got to go to break. Don't go nowhere. Don't go nowhere. I can hold on. Can you call me back at one or you can hold on?
I
want you to deliver
back, because a little low on a minute.
Okay, baby, I'm going to put you. let me take this telephone. Let me take this break. Ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. You know, we get a little shave at the top there, but that's not going to stop the impact. That's not going to stop the potency, because this is not only from concentrate. It has pulp in it. Let's talk about it. 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation. Quick commercial break, news, and be back after this.
Foundation. The Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation.
The Commonwealth of the Bahamas National Independence Secretariat presenting a calendar of events. On June 7th, the Sir Milo Butler Community Dinner, Windsor Park, Wolf Road. It's free entry from 6 p.m. June 9th, the National Fashion and Art Show, Atlantis Paradise Island Resort. It's a ticketed event. On June 11th, the National Tea Party at Bahama. June 16th, National Rush Sip and Pace, Collins House. Entry is free starting at 6 p.m. June 18th, Independence Boat Show, RIQ to Fort Montague. It's free entry starting at 3 p.m. On June 25th, One God, One People National Gospel Concert, venue to be determined, starting at 7 p.m. For ticket information, call 604-1020 or visit www.celebrate-bahamas.com.
Guardian Radio and the Foundation are on the move.
Bahamas, this one's for you.
SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Every Thursday, the Foundation with Howard Grant will highlight small businesses throughout the country, far and wide. Your products, services, prices, and personality. We want to hear it all. Get your 30 or 60 second advertisement heard on air at a fraction of the cost. We here at the Foundation understand the times and don't want you to be left behind. With Guardian Radio, you reach your specific demographic and it is unmatched.
We reach thousands daily.
Get your products off the shelf and your services in their hearts. Small Business Thursdays with the Foundation, only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. For more information, call 302-2300 or the Help Me Howard line at 827-0111. SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Get your business moving today.
At Marco's Pizza, we never skip on quality or ingredients. Save some cash and satisfy your cravings with our new carry-out medium two-topping pizza for only $12.50. That's right. Order two of your favorite toppings like sausage and green peppers on one medium pizza for only $12.50. Fat inclusive on our app or online. Made daily with fresh dough, our signature sauce, and fresh cheese. Only at Marco's Pizza. Restrictions apply.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company, 96.9. Listen, the foundation, chopping it down today. Post the delivery for the budget debate here in the House of Assembly today. So you can get, you know, peppered into the conversation, the position that the government has taken as it relates to what's going to be released. And what I want to kind of touch on is the Prime Minister, if you just listen to the newscast, talk about a duty to country and state, right? Despite ensuring that they can do whatever they can do to ensure that people could still survive in business, but there is a duty to country and state, and how revenue collection is up significantly in comparison to the last two fiscal terms. We can talk more about those things, and I want to kind of break some stuff down as I talk about these things. And the one thing that I know the PLP to do has always been to identify and empathize with the poor man. And but that is the PLP's, that could sometimes be identified as their Achilles heel, right? But they empathize and sometimes to their detriment sympathize with the poor man, right? And so this idea of duty to country and state, I just want to know whether or not this is the new PLP. Is there a significant detriment? Is the 12-point-some billion dollars deficit, the debt that we have externally, a reflection of how persons are being able to move within the traditions of their organization? There's some things that we're going to kind of put on the table. I'm here with my very good friend, Garth Roseborough, being able to chop some things down. And I don't know whether or not we should make this like a Wednesday thing. Talk to me because I enjoy this. I just want to let you know. And then I could bring some people in. I already had, you know, a couple of people to be able to come in. Dazzy said that she wanted to kind of come in today, but she couldn't make it, right? But I think it's important that we can be able to have a national discussion and sort of this discourse and be able to put everything on the table.
Wonder Wednesdays are good. As a matter of fact.
But did you call it Wonder Wednesdays?
Wonder Wednesdays, you know.
Sir.
But
you're going from preaching to Wonder Wednesdays. Where's the collection plate? You're doing a lot.
An amazing thing is, even though I travel next week, I will be back on the Wednesday. So that's amazing. I come in on the Tuesday.
But I won't be here next week. We go into
Grand Bahama.
Grand Bahama.
You need to let the folks know what's happening.
We're going to Grand Bahama. Grand Bahama, and I want to be as decent as possible. As everything is definitely confirmed, but we're going to Grand Bahama to be able to really talk to one of the heads from the Grand Bahama Port Authority. Then we're going to talk to Grand Bahama Power. Then we're going to talk about the economy. The Chamber of Commerce is going to be coming on to talk to us about that. We're trying our hardest to get LNET in Grand Bahama. We've reached out. We're going to be able to speak with University of Bahama Northern Service in Grand Bahama. We got tremendous support, man. We got tremendous support.
I believe you.
Because this idea of the rejuvenation tour is really about being able to charge the city with this sort of an idea that it can happen. It's not going to happen with the expectations to come down from the government. It has to happen and be birthed out of the people.
But we're just talking about the government speaking about call to duty, but at the same time sustaining Bahamas. You just said it. So that does not include Grand Bahama, you believe?
I don't know whether or not, I think the government's responsibility, okay, so let's just be decent. Let's be decent. The government knows its duty to country and state. The government knows that. Administrations understand their responsibility in part in terms of being able to maintain and present a front to provide opportunities for duties to country and state. But administrations are birthed out of political organizations who understand and see this entire thing as a chessboard. And from time immemorial, Grand Bahama, since the bend and break speech, let's be clear, since the bend or break speech from the former Prime Minister, Lyndon Pinlin, Grand Bahama has been baptized and becomes disciples of the Free National Movement. Okay. They go so far to be able to call it FNM country. Now, whilst the duty to country and state indicate that we have to keep Grand Bahama buoyant, politically, you may not necessarily have the numbers to make a significant change. The 23 seats that exist in Nassau, right, where the core of those seats, the inner city, will always relentlessly commit itself, save Shenandoah Cartwright and his sort of position what he's done in St. Barnabas. They relentlessly commit themselves to the Progressive Liberal Party. So, whilst a budget debate needs to be able to show all-encompassing, a significant portion of this and the application to ensure that there is sort of comfort and growth in your community is based upon your allegiance to political organizations. Can I say that?
Well,
is that fair?
You're always fair, Howard. Okay. But I'll tell you what I just heard you say to me that just totally baffles me. The last administration, the red team, had 5 seats in Grand Bahama.
Yeah.
All 5.
Yeah.
Not 3, as they do now. Not 1. They had 5.
Okay.
And the Prime Minister himself, FNM, the Deputy, FNM, and all 5.
And the Governor General.
And they had 35 seats at one point in Parliament out of 39.
Okay.
So it has to now baffle me. You call Grand Bahama FNM country. And with that type of power and strength and influence and wealth, nothing happened significantly in Grand Bahama
in
the last administration. But you called it just now FNM country.
No. Let me tell you why. Pride, which goes before destruction, is enriched within the DNA of these Grand Bahamian people. I know these people. These are my people. I know them. I know how they go. I know them. These are my people. I know them. Okay, let's just be very clear about this. They would rather eat dirt than to wallow back into this sort of position where they have to subject themselves to people who've rejected them in the past. No matter how many time has passed, no matter the dispensation, the time, the pride keeps them to this sort of position of the Free National Movement. The Free National Movement's agenda is not the PLP's agenda. What we just said, the PLP's commitment to the economic deprived, the poor, sometimes is their Achilles heel. Sometimes.
So what type of...
The Free National Movement don't have the issue. The first thing that the former Deputy Prime Minister in his capacity as Minister of Foreign Affairs, Minister of Finance has done, not necessarily come to us and say that we're going to increase taxes. You remember that there was this sort of discourse about whether or not we're going to increase taxes? And then they say, you know what? We're going to shave. And every ministry shave 10%. Boom, 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 boom. The Free National Movement is about being able to harvest what is existing out there. I expected from the Free National Movement to talk about being able to identify how to collect the revenue on the government's behalf. In fact, it started under the Free National Movement. The PLP has always been proverbially free hand to take care of the poor people. So when you see this language shift, it should say a very clear indication to the Bahamian people that there is something happening globally. If you listen to the language of the Prime Minister and the pronouncements, there's just a little piece of something that I heard about being able to identify persons who want to be able to donate their organs after they pass, right? In the United States of America, you can put it on your driver's mm-hmm. license. Mm-hmm. Right, mm-hmm. So there's already conspiracy theories popped out about the possibility that this could lead to this and this could lead to that.
But it's necessary.
Okay. But the necessity doesn't come from an internal introspection. Mm-hmm. The necessity is based upon directive. Man, I can't even get no amen. And where does this directive come from?
It would never seem necessitated unless it's you. If you're the one who needs that organ, by all means, you wish they would pass it today.
That's what I'm saying to you. Our selfishness, being wrapped in this sort of position for such a long time, has placed us here.
But see, Howard, I got to go back to my point. See, what I'm trying to say to you is this. I am a fair person as well. If you want to be PLP, who am I to tell you no? If you want to be FNM, who am I to say no? My thing is this. You said F&M country. So we're speaking now about loyalty to party. And you're loyal to a party that had 35 seats out of 39. And I'm asking
and
you
now. And you're still doing nothing for
and you. And I'm asking you, because I'll tell you what happened for me. When we were at the other radio station on Carmichael Road, I'm not going to call their numbers. When we were there, I prayed myself for Grand Bahama on the radio. Mm-hmm. I said, oh, God, please deliver the people of Grand Bahama. They mm-hmm. suffered too long. Mm-hmm. And when the election came, I was one of them who said, praise God. They got 5 seats in Grand Bahama. Mm-hmm. They got an F&M strong government. Mm-hmm. Grand Bahama's now going to be lifted in the name of God. Mm-hmm. Nothing. We could blame the pandemic. We could blame the flood. But guess what? Even that was mismanaged for me. That mm-hmm. was the golden opportunity, even though it was a disaster. It was horrendous. It was a nightmare. We could have turned that around for those who survived and bring extreme lift to the region of Abaco and Grand Bahama. It did not happen to that effect. Listen, I grew up in church. And the one thing I could tell you is that every Saturday or every weekend, Sunday night, Wednesday night prayer meet, whatever it was, we got to help the people in Africa. We got to send an offering for the people in Africa. Oh, send the money to Rwanda. Send money to Cambodia. Send money over to Papua New Guinea. Money going all over the world from the Bahamas, you know, in the name of God. But when it's our time, when disaster takes place in this country, where is our money coming from around the world? And when the money did come, and when the goods did come, and when the provisions did come, did we get what we were supposed to get?
It was held by the gate. It was held up by the gate.
And then you tell me call to duty for who?
It was held up by the gate.
Who are we calling to duty?
Let's talk
this. If the governor's going to be responsible, be a responsible governor. Don't just talk this thing. We got to do this thing. But if you're not prepared to do it, then shut your mouth. And the people are waiting on the sideline saying, we next, in the next general election, we could do better. We've heard that for the last 25 years. We've been loyal to you. We've been loyal to you. You said F&M country. Mm-hmm. They've been loyal to your F&M. Mm-hmm. Anglican has been loyal to your PLP. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, ask me the question, has Anglican been any better for it? Glenys Anna Martin, great MP. But in terms of the progress of Anglican, have we seen it going into 2026? Listen to me. In 2035, they're going to fly in cars. How the hell are we going to fly the cars when you got all these lying hanging all over the road and dilly tree hanging over the road? What the hell? When are we going to, just get the country where it need to be, man?
Now, I can shoot straight with you and I can say this. I see a telephone call. I can come to your line right now. Let's be very clear about this. Let's be very clear about this. The desire to be able to see reformation, transformation.
True transformation.
True transformation.
Not talks.
Cannot be done from the outside going in. Man, you know this. So stop it.
So you're saying we got to be baptized?
You know this. But you have to have baptized into a very clear understanding of purpose that exists within you. You have to know that you have to play a part here. You have to know that you need education. And I mean you as in you and I, as in the community. There is a relentless pursuit to identify an opportunity to be given to us by politicians, by those persons who we elect there. Oh my God, if we elect them and put them there, what the hell they got to give you? They ain't got nothing. We put them there. They couldn't put this out there. That means that the power exists within us.
So the truth is, when they say to us, because I can call names, Sister Bahamas. I recall when we had a very astute, intelligent, and strong Renwood Wells. He's my classmate. I know Renwood Wells. And when he was in the NDP.
You say it as though that there's multiplicity, that there is more than one.
I'm just using him because I know him. And I was there
the
night.
Is this a clone that we have now?
I was there the night when we had a discussion as to what he was going to do next, and we discussed him going into the PLP. I was there. I was in Marathon when that took place. I'll tell you the location. I'm not going to give you any more than that. But I saw a man who wanted to change this country for better. I saw him. I know Renwood Wells. But as you say, to go within in order to transform and move without, we've seen many of those type people who have had every good intention to go into politics and change this country. And at the end of the day, they've become like they are.
Because you can't go within. You have to be stained. I can talk about this a little bit further.
You use the word stain?
No. I have to talk about this further, but I'm going to take this telephone call. I have to talk about this further because I need you to understand that there has been persons come to me and say, Howard, what do? You drink? I said, no, I have a little wine now and then. I said, you know, I'm Anglican in my blood. So how would you have any sweetheart? I said, no, I don't have no sweetheart. My wife will stab me to death. I love her, but I sleep hard, right? This is the conversation that we have. But there is a relentless pursuit to dig into my life. And there has also been people, they don't think I know this, right? Coming around my house soliciting and identifying, they're asking my neighbors questions about me, so forth and so on.
If you have any bodies buried in the backyard, they
want to know. They want to know all these things about me. My point to you is that the reason why persons pull you into fraternity is because the commonality that exists within the secrecy of the organization, whatever this organization is, whether it's confined to politics, whether it's confined to political fraternity, whether it is your lodges, whatever it is, the fraternity shows that there's commonality and we have one goal to move towards. The reason why you don't see productivity and growth is because you don't align with their particular agenda. If you have an agenda that says move with conviction, move with purpose, move with passion, do the things that you're called to do by God, you still can't get nowhere with that. You still have to be able to, because there's only two people you serve, it's either God or mammon.
Now, hold that right there, Mr. Howard.
It's only God or mammon.
I know this is your show, but pause right there a minute now. Listen to what you just said.
It's the truth.
Because guess what? We do not put ourselves in parliament. And if the masses of the people, like they say some 85% of us are of a Christian nature, and you know what you just said to me is not Christian. That's actually very much anti-Christian to have some stain.
Listen.
To qualify to get in.
This is the nature of the thing. Now, either we can play with it and bull skate with it, or we can shoot down the middle and be straight with it.
Well, we're talking
you
straight.
Cannot enter organizations unless in a capacity of backbenchers, and they have even identified how do we absorb the conviction and influence of the backbenchers by being able to provide them opportunities financially and ensure that we never have a conversation about the increase of finances and politics. Ensure that we never could empower you beyond $28,000 because you have to pledge allegiance to the idea the whip is perpetually on, whether you're in or out of politics.
So people like yourself, people like myself, there's no room in politics.
You have to bow to what exists. Let me take this telephone call. Caller, you on the line with us live. Thank you for holding. You're on with us, caller. Thank you for holding. You can fight me because you're gone. Caller, you on the line with us. Go ahead.
Hi, Howard.
I appreciate you waiting.
And God.
Go ahead.
And I was wondering if you was going to...
I see. I see. God wouldn't let me stop. Go ahead.
To continue off from where I left, or maybe even to recap, and just to remind what I was saying, because I'm inspired to do this, so I'm on mission right now. Mm-hmm. But to say that I listened to the budget, and I agree with what you all were saying in terms of it sound flowery, it sound nice, it sound cute, mm-hmm. it sound like all the things we Bahamians want to hear, mm-hmm. especially down to the latest concerns with immigration mm-hmm. and keeping our borders and giving tax-free in some areas or not mm-hmm. committing to any further taxes. I guess, and it's like somebody just rewind or have this on a loop, and we being passed off playing hopscotch with ping pong with these two gangs, the PLP and the FNM, and it's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And 25 years of this, I'm thinking is. I'm hoping that this has taught the Bahamians that this isn't a healthy or sensible way to have your country's business conducted. And I could say that thinking from the personal end, but again, I'm on duty. I am inspired to call in and to say on the last election loop, I had so much until I was almost one of those people who was disinterested in turning up at one of the polls. And I had to pray and ask the Lord to lead me in which candidate, which would not be any of the PLP or the FNM. Those gangs has had more than their terms. Which one of these independents, because he inspired me to tell those same leaders that they... are not deserving to be in our house, and what should be in our house is independent righteous-minded representatives. And so I went to the list and I asked the Lord, which one of these people? And amazingly, in my area, that same man that's sitting on the side of you was one of the candidates.
Mm-mm.
And the Lord said, "Him, I don't know the man. I can't even pronounce his last name." Mm-hmm. Right? And so said, so did. Right? And if the Lord could lead his people, which I'm one of.
Guess what he votes for?
With choice. Okay. Right? If you're really serious about seeing good and seeing change in your nation, because this isn't working. This hasn't been working for probably 15 of those 25 years. No, 20 of those 25 years, right? And so, and the first 25 will ask on the question as well. But what are we doing when we can't look and see the hand of God in the midst of our country saying, let me help you, for those of us who say we are his? And for those of us who are on the fence and still guessing and playing around with their next generation and saying, well, I don't know, then let me help you. The Lord wants this nation to do well, to be in good relationship with him, to prosper and benefit. But how are we going to prosper when we keep on putting corruption in the way or letting corruption be in our way? That's not going to work. God don't bless mess, okay? And so y'all got to make up your mind. I say in y'all, collectively, behemoths, us, got to make up our minds that we understand the signs of the times, that we understand we living in corruption and we need change. And so even if it means you have enough sense to say, God help me, and he does, and you make that choice, make the choice. The choice right now is anything but those two gangs, the PLP and the FNM. I don't care how they make it sound sweet and cute and right up our alley. They've been doing that for 25 years. And that's the first 25 on the question, too. But they've been doing that to us for more than too long. So what y'all going to do? Y'all going to let another generation, it's been must be about three, then pass and gone through hell and scratch their way through this mess that has been collectively accumulative throughout this time of these so-called governances. What y'all going to do? It ain't me, even though I can say this of my own. I'm inspired to say this. So y'all been saying, who then if it ain't any of them? And he telling you, I telling you, I pray, and I see man, and there he say, him. You're he in your area, him. You mean to tell me y'all ain't got enough faith to believe God can lead y'all in a better, righteous way?
Wow.
What's going on, behemoth?
Wow.
Open your eyes. You're asking. He laid out a map of enough people where you had choice. Yes, they were in different associations. But it was enough choice that you could have chosen anybody but these two gangs. And by the way, since I'm talking about the two gangs, and God, you're in there, you were a part of an organization that wanted to bring change. I asked some of those leaders, please, can you please get together? And one, I think the one you were with, actually tried at the last hour to get an amalgamation, right? Don't wait till the last hour. The people need to see y'all get together and be strong enough to say again, then maybe we could choose them, right? And hopefully they don't be hypocrites this time and decide, well, I know but them, and you know, I all I know is these two. And so, well, if the other one to do wrong, they can see I give them a little spanking and I can go to the other one for now. No, stop playing. You're playing with your lives and you're playing with your future and your generation, your children, your grandchildren. You only had enough 3-4 generations.
Wow. The minister,
the Lord say he's judged by 3 and 4 generations. We ain't been judged enough.
I appreciate your telephone call, my
dear. Wake up, please. Wake up.
Well, first of all, I want to thank you.
Thank you, my dear. I do appreciate your telephone
thank
call.
Thank you. I don't know if I've met you as yet, but definitely to sit with
you. She vote for you. You
I know
vote.
She did.
Shake
I know, and consult with you. But more importantly,
as we journey forward, you know, Minister Yvette, your encouragement is going to be necessary. This fight that we now have is not just flesh and blood. There are some serious workings that are undercurrent. I've felt them, I've met them, I've battled with them. This is not an easy road, but with the support of people like yourselves, we'll make sense out of this whole debacle that we're faced with, and I thank you once again.
Howard, ask the Lord, D-A-L-A-W-D, voice sounds like, because she seems to be, ask her what the Lord voice sounds like, because she seems to be the only one he talks to now. We need more information. This is a text that's coming through. I think they're kind of being facetious in certain areas, but we want to be able to know about this path. And the truth of the matter is, if we start to talk like this, I think we reject the idea of how conditioning, how PTSD, how this sort of a rhythm and cycle plays on the minds of human beings. The experiments that have been done over the course of time, from time immemorial, to be able to manipulate the minds of human beings, to move them in one direction or another. The implication, the idea of sheeple that's been placed on the backs and on the shoulders of men and women who only seek to survive, and how leadership seeks to be able to manipulate them and pull the masses in to use them for their own purposes. Let's not negate and reject this idea entirely, because it's not easy to wake up.
No, it's not.
It's not easy to wake up in the morning and say, I am going to do this. You see, one of the things that we know that lays in the foundation of principle in the Word of God is be ye sober-minded. And the sobriety that we talk about is not always talk about this kind of an ingestion of alcoholic beverages and other things. The fact of the matter is that you've been drowning in this political wallow for too long. You've been wallowing in this garbage.
And this is why, Howard, I
you're drunk in this, you know?
Howard, I don't understand it. That's what I was trying to really find the best way to say these things to you. I'm saying to you, and I'm going to repeat myself. I very seldom repeat myself. Listen to me, man. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? 5 seats out of 5. 35 seats out of 39. And I'm saying to you, if ever you were to be treated exceptionally well,
God,
as the royalty inheritors that you are, it should have happened for you, because you have a whole island totally covered that has 5 seats. And guess what happens? You get bad treatment. What part of you says to yourself, if I vote for you, I'm going to get bad treatment. If I don't vote for you, I may get bad treatment.
God.
But it can't get worse than what I had before. Maybe it could be better.
That doesn't work.
And I thought sensible thinking would have brought that forward. I'm not trying to call them idiotic, but to me, it doesn't make any
sense.
There's
no sensible nothing in politics. There is an expectation that you move with the rhythm or the frequency that is being played. The rhythm, the pod's piper. That's what this is. This has nothing to do with sense. Let's be very clear.
You sound like King Saul.
The reason why politicians, my good cousin right now in Grand Bahama, there's a flyer that's going around. That's the only reason I say this. There's a flyer that's going around with my good cousin from Grand Bahama for an FNM constituency meeting. There's a flyer going around. He's the head of a Christian organization that lead people to Jesus Christ Almighty. That now, based upon allegations and information that's coming to me, may be stepping down from that particular position in the church, leading people to eternal growth and development in Jesus Christ, to be able to submit himself to the call of a political organization. Now, why would they call him, use him, identify him, even in this kind of, this means Howard Grant being decent. Why would they even consider this kind of thing? You and I, we may not necessarily have this consideration now. Watch me, I'm getting somewhere with this, watch me. Why would they consider the pastor, big, decent man who has been able to do what he has done and has this sort of an allegiance in the community? Why would they consider him now? You know why? Because of relationship. He has forged a significant relationship with human beings, with people. in those communities and they can identify. They don't have to test him. There's no litmus in this. We know your works. And now you've committed your works to politics. We will commit ourselves to you. Continue to commit ourselves to you. That's what it is. And that is why you need to continue to be able to serve in the community. That is why politicians and pastors and the like continue to be able to serve in and out of season. Because when it's time, people will remember, oh, I remember you. I remember you. And so you just can't pop up 3 days before the election and expect Jesus Christ to say to somebody, vote for this one or vote for that one. You've got to be deep in discernment to understand that God is saying that. But the only thing that makes a determination and who people vote for is social conditioning. That's it.
But I'm saying to you too, even if you're not a Christian, because I've heard you...
You ain't got to be no Christian.
You had one or two callers who are not Christian. So even for them, there's something called common sense. I mean, you know it's not common. But listen to me, man.
Stop ascribing to others the experiences that you've had. Stop ascribing to others this global exposure, this reading, this understanding, this articulation, this expectation, what you've received in your life, this clear vision for the future. Do not ascribe that to others. Politicians thrive off of ignorance. They thrive
off
the fact that you don't know.
So if your thesis is correct, then once again, reverberate to me what our beloved Prime Minister is saying in the budgetary response. Let me hear this.
The Prime Minister is only saying, and I tell you, we have to get deeper into this because I have to give you the
examples. Based on the same philosophy you just said, tell me what he said today on the radio.
He's doing the exact same thing. This Prime Minister is no different than the first four that we've had. This Prime Minister is no different from
India. So I said that earlier.
He's no different than
India. So you're agreeing with me?
Listen. Let's be very clear about this. I got to be decent. And I got to take a commercial break also. Let's be decent about this. The reason why Lyndon Pinlin could be able to have the impact that he's had in this community and still the kind of the potence that still exists here, there's still a significant residue that looks and say, my God, if Lyndon Pinlin was here. Mm-hmm. My God, if Lyndon Pinlin was here, that residue that existed is because his youth and tenacity simultaneously being able to fuse with the time and dispensation of liberty globally. It led to this sort of embedding, this print on the hearts of the Bahamian people. We could never forget that. Everyone else I've said since Lyndon Pinlin has been glorified managers. We love them. They've done great. But they have not inspired us the way that Lyndon Pinlin was able to do. We have not one leader in this country to inspire us. Inspiration has left us entirely. And unless and until we've identified the leadership to inspire us significantly, that people will just continue to, that your music is better than the Pod Pipers, that we shift directions and be able to move towards you and know that this is God calling us, you will not see change in this country. Let me take a commercial break. Y'all stop it. We're getting deep today. 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company sitting here with Garth. The lines are wide open. Let's do it. Quick commercial break and be right back after this.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The foundation. Foundation.
Almost there.
Sarge, that's you.
Well, who else?
Tell the truth. I thought a beige walrus was dying on the sidewalk.
I'm preparing for my 4x100-meter debut.
More like 1x1, because the other 99 killing you.
Funny. The Bahamas scheme's coming July 7th to July 15th, and Grandbahama gotta win this.
Well, you know that.
Email info at thebahamasgames.org or call 322-1029 for more information.
Which island is gonna win?
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
At Marco's Pizza, we never skip on quality or ingredients. Save some cash and satisfy your cravings with our new carry-out medium two-topping pizza for only $12.50. That's right. Order two of your favorite toppings like sausage and green peppers on one medium pizza for only $12.50. Fat inclusive on our app or online. Made daily with fresh dough, our signature sauce, and fresh cheese. Only at Marco's Pizza. Restrictions apply.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation.
And we are back, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant. I got a couple of texts. Was the mic open? I'm hoping that, you see, I'm impassioned about these things, Garth. I just have to say this about you. I see that we continue to be able to say Bahamian people, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, and we don't even know we're in a dream. I'm impassioned about this stuff. I just want you to know that. And I'm hoping that y'all hear me cussing and use undignified language. I want to be decent in this particular space. Because the truth of the matter is that the Bahamian people need inspiration. They need motivation. They need something to actually live for, to move towards. That existed in 1973 for us. The idea of being able to get something that we never had. The segregation, separation, this kind of a disdain that was placed upon the backs of the Bahamian people can now be lifted. And these neo-colonialists take on this idea of leadership and turn on their own people. Cycle after cycle, continuing to say the exact same thing in the House of Assembly that the former said, that the prior said, and being able to fight between the colleagues and not inspiring the Bahamian people to move forward. All we're doing is working out here, hoping to Jesus that we have enough money to pay the insurance people that our children didn't have to fight to put us in the ground. This is too much. And we got to stop this foolishness. So when we start to talk about this, we have to identify inspiration. We have to identify an articulate voice that says, I will stand in my conviction no matter what. But there are yellow bellies. There are cowards out here that we empower. These people are cowards, many of them. I can't put everybody in one bucket. I wouldn't dare. But we know the cowards. We could feel it. That same tingling in your belly that you identify while you ain't talking to certain people because your spirit don't take that. You reject this discernment when it comes to politicians. Because why? They sit on your couch. Because why? You gave them some cold water out your fridge. They ask you for, child, I ain't got no Chelsea's Choice, you know. I ain't got no Aquapure, Aquafit. No, no, I'll drink the tap water. Oh my God, he's so down to earth. He drank our tap water in the house. So you believe that these people got your best interests in heart. And then they get in and you're still in the same position.
Again.
Relentlessly. And your children go to school day in, day out. They learn their words, do everything they're supposed to do, and come out here and start off at ground zero, the same place you start.
Howard, I am so afraid. Very few things actually frighten me in life. And I'll be transparent on the show. Collecting tithe and offering is one thing that frightens me to death, right? The other thing that frightens me is the life of a politician to utilize a system to manipulate, to empower, and to enrich myself. I like who I am. I enjoy being Garth. You know, my mother came from humble beginnings from Betsy Bay McGuana. She's a tailor by birth. I was also a tailor at birth. You know, my mother family, Acklins and Exumer and Andrus, the Cantors in Andrus and the Browns, they're family. I like being a part of my genetical family. But in terms of being a Bahamian, I look at each citizen of this country as an individual who can attain the greatest feat before any nation in this universe. We've seen them go on the track and amaze us. 4x4 teams and 4x1s and 100-yard dashes and basketball and baseball and football and wrestling. There seems to be nothing that the Bohemian cannot do. But if only our government, those people who call themselves leaders within constituencies, would just continue to inspire and to empower individuals, be the leader that we're asking you to be, how many more of us could stand before the world
stage? You sound like Harriet Tubman. I would free so much more if you only knew you were slaves. That's what Harriet Tubman indicated. When she was on the slave trade, fearing for her life, going in and out to liberate a people who didn't even recognize that they were slaves, that they had to pay relentless servitude to an idea, an ideology that goes against their existence entirely. Entirely.
Profound.
If you had only known you was a slave, I could have gotten thousands and thousands more. Bahamian people don't even realize. And the reason why they don't know is because we are engulfed. And while I started my conversation yesterday, and, you know, I got a couple calls and saying, Howard, you got to let this hotel stuff go. The fact of the matter is that I was trying to tell you a story. The only reason I am liberated to identify the injustice that's continued to be thrust upon the Bahamian people day in and day out is because I am up. And I'm not in an occupational system that puts me in a rhythm of being able to just do as I'm told. I'm up.
Wide awake.
I'm up. I'm up. I don't work for nobody. And so for me to be able to survive, I have to push for my own money. And pushing for my own money shows me the relentless, both the cracks and the roadblocks in the system. They show me the cracks, how to slip through and be able to get to where I have to get in terms of objective to take care of my family. But it shows me the relentless roadblocks that wasn't designed for a black man. That's what the system does. That's what being awakened does for you. And I know that a great deal of people are not awakened because they are in the system. So when the Atlantis head take on a position to tell people get involved, these people don't know that about getting involved. Their only concern is to getting up. My God, I wonder how much beds I can fix today. My God, I wonder how much people are checking in today. I wonder what the occupancy of the hotel is today. How much I'm going to get paid next week?
Well, that sounds so sad.
That is the reality of life. That's just what it is.
Howard, I woke up this morning. I mean, I know I've been to university for 9 years, 2 master's degrees, right? And for the life of me, I cannot work on another man's job. I just want to be free, right? But I woke up this morning, and I know it's the end of the month, and bills have to be paid. When I leave the studio today, Howard, and I'll be very, very transparent, and the bank is going to get their money today, I'm going on a $500 job that's going to take me about 2 to 3 hours. And then I'm going on another $150 job. And by tonight, I would have made more money in half a day
than people making seven.
Okay. I rest my case.
That's what it is. But only being awakened to both your talents, your skill, the purpose that you've been called to, the strength that you have, and the opportunities that exist externally puts you in a position to identify that I can take 3 days and take care of myself in comparison to people who are day in and day out feeding their children's noodles and using the hot plate and butane torches to be able to feed on a hot plate their children. The children that they keep having because they look for affection in men. And as a result of looking for affection in men, many of them end up pregnant. And now the cycle starts over and over again, but you are pursuing this sort of a void that you have inside yourself. You're trying to fill that. You're trying to fill that with affection. You're trying to fill that because everything, every other part of your day, aside from this 38 seconds, talk to me, that should be very clear. Every other part of your day is work, 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 work. And when you finally have a time for yourself, you want affection. And as a result of that, you find yourself, boom, back into the problem again.
So after working for 30, 40 years of your life today in the Bahamas, what is the reward for the average citizen, seeing that we have to pay our dues, as the Prime Minister said?
The reward is for the minister responsible for national insurance to say that, well, you know, we won't be able to have this money in due time and due season. Your labor, your relentless labor over the years, your labor and contribution to a plan that the PLP indicated that can be able to help the Bahamian people in due time and due season, an opportunity that you can be able to lean on. We'd have the minister and the person of Miles LaRota being able to come out with transparency. It's transparency, but it's a harsh reality to face that there may not be no more money in the kitty. That's one. And the second thing is that, well, people ain't dying. They're existing, so now we have to take money from elsewhere to continue to be able to pay these. What we can do? That is the reality that we face in 20 years from now, 30 years from now, 40, aside from climate change, aside from rising sea levels, aside from everything else, how Bahamian people going to get? And there's no leadership to inspire us. This is not inspiration.
So
all this is relentless verbiage to indicate where we are.
So there's an increase in tax revenue being collected. We heard that. But there's also a potential increase in National Insurance Board contributions. We also understand that there's some other taxes, like property taxes, et cetera, that they now need to come to a level playing field. So are we now to anticipate there's going to be an increase in the minimum wage?
There would be no increase in the minimum wage.
But if the citizenry bills are accumulating,
they have to collect
and beginning to increase.
Listen,
the people have to be able to afford to pay these bills.
In this next 28 seconds, let's do this. The government of the Bahamas, not the PLP, not the FNM, the government of the Bahamas has to ensure to retain the position and the commitment and the obligation to duty to country and to duty to state. For them to do that, they have to collect the revenue. This idea that the PLP has fostered and continue to be able to embellish over the years, this idea that we could be empathetic and sympathetic and be able to help you, that has to go out the window. Unless we do what we need to do as a government in terms of being able to collect the revenue for the people, we will have relentless servitude to organizations and entities outside because we are looking for money. For us to be able to retain a certain level of sovereignty internally, y'all got to start to pay. I'm sorry. We're going to have to change our policy and our position. You're going to have to start to pay. And that is where we are in this country, with sobriety. With sobriety, you have to see that everything is changing from this point.
I don't think we're going to accept that too readily.
And that's okay.
Because
it doesn't matter how broad you push back from change. The one thing that's steady and constant is change. And guess what? Change is inevitable. It's going to have to happen. That's the show.
Well, I guarantee you this one thing, my good friend. In the next election cycle, you will hear we're going to increase minimum wage, we're going to decrease taxes, and we're going to make sure that everyone has a job.
But that's the jive.
We've been hearing it for the last 30 years.
But that's
the
jive.
You're going to hear it again. I'm just letting you know, once again, 96.9 Howard Grant, the Foundation. Mark my words, you're going to hear it again.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's the show for the day. I thank you so much for tuning in. Tomorrow's a Small Business Thursday. I think I have two Pearsons. I've been setting myself up and getting prepared to go to Grand Bahama. I'm excited about that. We've been kind of doing some stuff like that. I have one or two persons in mind to be able to come on and talk with us tomorrow. Let's see if we can make that thing happen. I want to thank you all so much. I'm hoping that my tirade and my rant off air didn't offend anybody. I'm hoping that because I don't know what I said. I'm just hot with this thing, right? And I can be transparent with friends in the studio. So I want to thank you so much for your tuning in. And thank you for your patience with me. 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant, in your company, The Foundation. Guys, stick and stay for Shivago Line with Z Live right after this. Have a beautiful day, guys.
The Foundation.